非常感谢主带领弟兄带领我们唱这些美好的诗歌。
We thank the Lord for our brothers leading us to sing such wonderful song.
早晨我们开始的时候先来读几处经文。
We shall read several passages of the Bible before I start sharing.
我们要开始从雅各书第一章第二节到第四节。
We're going to first read James chapter 1 verses 2 through 4.
我们先读中文然后我的弟兄会读英文。
We'll first read in Chinese and then in English.
雅各书第一章第二节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
James chapter 1 verse 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
下一处经文我们要读同一章雅各书的第一章从十二节到十八节。
We shall next read verses 12 through 18.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许那些他爱之人的。人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了，各样的美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。他按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子。
James chapter 1 verses 12 through 18. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
我们再有一些祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much.
谢谢你早晨借着你的爱把我们聚集在一起。
We thank you for bringing us together in your love.
我们这时候求你的圣灵在我们中间自由的运行说话。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will move freely amongst us and speak to us.
帮助我们把这些话解开。
And help us to understand these words.
使我们的生命在你里边能够得到帮助。
So that our lives may be helped in you.
特别是我们这些在各样的艰难环境当中的弟兄姐妹们，求你借着这些话使我们得着鼓舞。
Especially those of us brothers and sisters in suffering.
我们仰望你的工作，仰望你的怜悯。
We look up to you for your work and your mercy.
求你弱过人的软弱。
You overcome our weaknesses.
亲自把你自己的话说在我们中间。
And you will speak to us.
我们把荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We'll give you all glory and praise.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢主，早晨我们又一次能够聚集在他的同在当中。
Thank you. We want to thank the Lord for His presence this morning.
今天早晨我要我的里边的感动是和弟兄姐妹们交通试探和试炼。
This morning I have the burden to share with brothers and sisters about temptation and trials.
我们今天生活在这一个非常不容易的时代当中。
And we know that we live in this uneasy times.
我们可以说是生活在一个仇敌四伏的世界当中。
We know that this world is filled of our enemies' attacks.
我们有自己的软弱，有罪的缠绕。
And we are weak, and also we are snared by the sins.
弟兄姐妹们可能经历各样的难处。
And brothers and sisters are going through various kind of difficulties.
也许是身体的难处。
Maybe as physical problems,
家庭的难处,
maybe family problems,
工作的难处,
maybe problems at work,
也许是人际关系的难处,
maybe interrelationship problems.
我们实在是生活在一个非常艰难的环境当中。
So we live in this very difficult period of time.
但是我们的神他是掌管一切的神。
But we know that our God controls everything.
我们盼望着今天早晨借着神的话让我们彼此能够有些鼓励。
So hopefully this morning we'll encourage each other by his word.
特别是那些正在难处的弟兄姐妹们，我们盼望神的话能够成为我们里面的力量。
Especially for those who are going through some difficulties, may God's word become our strength.
雅各书这里边告诉我们说，我们在地上要经过各种各样的试探和试炼。
So the book of James tells us that in this world we'll have to go through various kinds of temptations and trials.
他说这是个百般的试炼。
All kinds, various kinds.
但是在这一切当中，让我们能够有喜乐。
But in all this, he still encourages to be joyful.
那试探和试炼这两个词，其实我们读圣经的时候发现，它原来是一个字。
These two words, temptation and trials, in the original Greek, they are the same word.
它都是有这个被试验、被磨练的意思。
And it means that we are being trialed, being refined.
讲到我们生命当中可能会经历的各样的难处和考验。
As we go through life with all kinds of difficulties and trials.
但是我们发现在无论是在英文的圣经里边，还是在中文的圣经里边。它都翻译成两个不同的词。
Both in the English and Chinese versions of the Bible, the same Greek word is translated into two different words.
一个呢就是试炼，一个是试探。
One is the trial, the other one is temptation.
至于是什么时候是试探，什么时候是试炼。
So how do we know when this thing is temptation or this thing is trial?
要看着按照它的上下文它的意思来理解。
We have to look at the context where this word appears.
我们要看它这个环境，这个艰难的环境，它的目的，所它算出来的结果是什么。
We also have to look at the purpose of the difficult circumstances.
如果这个考验和这个艰难的环境是在做建造的工作。
If the test of this difficult circumstances bring out construction or constructive results,
是要带出生命的冠冕。
And will bring forth the crown of life.
那就是神给他儿女的考验是试炼。
And then we'll call this trial given by God.
要我们被炼尽。
And we needs to be refined.
让我们能够更多的经历神的恩典。
So that we can experience more of God's grace.
那如果这个艰难的环境它的出发点它的目的是为了拆毁。
If the purpose of the difficult circumstances is to destroy,
是为了生出罪来，生出死来。
And is to bring forth sin and death,
是一种罪的诱惑。
And is a enticement of sins.
那它就是仇敌撒旦在我们生活当中所设下的试探。
Then we call this temptation from our enemy.
这个不是出于人，不是出于神的。
And this is not from God.
圣经在这里边告诉我们说呢，神是不能够被罪所试探的。
And the Bible tells us that God is not to be tempted by evil.
他不能够被恶试探，他也不试探人。
And he does not tempt us either.
就是说神是他是永远不会领人去犯罪。
And God will never encourage us to sin.
因为这违背了神生命的本性。
Because this violates the very nature of God.
所以这个试探是出于魔鬼的。
So temptation comes from the devil.
但是雅各在这里边告诉我们说呢，他也是出于我们肉体，出于罪的。
And the temptation also comes from our flesh and our sins.
但是在很多的时候，其实这两点之间的界限并不是那么分明的。
But oftentimes, the line between the two is very blurry.
我们实在是非常惊奇。
So we are amazed.
神在他的全能当中，他允许仇敌撒旦在这个地上工作。
We are amazed that the God in His sovereignty, He allows our enemies to tempt us.
我们知道，我们今天所生活这个世界，他的王是撒旦。
We know the king of this world that we live in is Satan.
是暂时的。
But it's temporary.
今天早晨我们在波饼聚会当中听见许多弟兄姐妹们祷告，我们主耶稣基督来的日子近了。
And we heard many brothers and sisters praying during our communion service that our Lord is coming soon.
那个日子要结束仇敌在今天地上的工作和统治。
And when the day comes, then the work of our Satan, the work of our enemy,Satan will be done.
但是在今天，仇敌仍然是这个世界暂时的王。
But as far as today, for now, Satan is still the king of this world.
并且我们非常稀奇的时候，神有时候允许仇敌在他的工作当中也使用仇敌。
And we find it interesting that God allows our enemy Satan to do his work.
在马太福音第四章里边记载，主耶稣基督被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
In Matthew chapter 4, it says that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
所以我们看见这里边，主耶稣基督是被圣灵引到旷野，但是却是受了魔鬼的试探。
So we see here that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, and yet he was being tempted by the devil.
我们相信只有这位伟大的神，他才可以这样做。
We believe that only the true and great God can do such thing.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty.
所以他可以允许仇敌撒旦在这个地上有暂时的工作。
So he can allow our enemy Satan to do his work in this, to do his work in this world temporarily.
当有一天仇敌撒旦的罪恶满盈的时候，神也就要结束这个世界。
But one day, God will finish this world when our enemy's work is done.
我们实在是为此要感谢神。
So for this, we need to thank our Lord.
因为在我们每一个重生得救的弟兄姐妹们心中。
But in the hearts of every born again brother and sister.
我们虽然生活在这个仇敌掌权的世界当中。
Even though we live in this world who is reigned by our enemy.
但是我们却可以不受他的辖制。
But we do not have to be bound by him.
因为在我们里边有一个属主的生命。
Because we have a life that belongs to our Lord.
这个生命是胜过仇敌工作的生命。
And this life can overcome the work of our enemy.
我们的主耶稣基督在他之所以道成肉身来到这个地上，成为人的样式。
Jesus came into flesh. We're becoming flesh and come into this world, became a man.
就是要为我们做一个榜样。
And he sets a model for us.
让我们看见他在肉身当中可以胜过仇敌魔鬼的工作。
And he sets an example for us to see that in his flesh that he can overcome the work of the enemy.
我们从圣经的记载，约伯记里边非常清楚地看见这个试探和试炼。
We see that in the story of Job that we see the work of temptation and trials.
我们相信弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉约伯的故事。
I believe that brothers and sisters are very familiar with the story of Job.
我想我今天早晨没有时间去仔细再交通这个故事的本身。
This morning we won't have time to go into the details of that story.
我们知道约伯所经历的可能是人类历史上最痛苦的一个经历。
We believe that what Job had to experience must be the most difficult experience in the human history.
但是我们在那边看见呢，仇敌即便是用了他全部的能力要毁坏约伯。
So we see in the story of Job that the enemy used all its might trying to destroy Job.
但是他的工作是不可能超出神的范围。
But his work cannot go beyond the boundaries set by God.
我们不要说神在对他的儿女他也定下了魔鬼能够工作的界限。
We don't have to say that God has set a boundary for the work of Satan or the devil for his children.
就是在福音书里面我们看见当这个魔鬼要附到一群猪的身上的时候也是需要主耶稣基督的许可。
We see in the gospel story that when the devils going to the, a flock of pigs, a group of pigs. This has to be allowed by Jesus.
所以我们看见, 如果没有主的许可, 他甚至不可以伤害任何一头猪的。
So without the approval of our Lord, not even one pig can be harmed.
所以有的时候虽然是出于仇敌的诡计和破坏,
So sometimes even though the trials came from our enemies trying to destroy us,
但是我们知道神是那位真正集中掌权的者。
But we know that God is the one who truly reigns.
当我们把这些经历放在他的手中的时候,
So if we turn our experiences into his hand,
他就能够借着这些经历来试炼我们。
And he will test us through these experiences.
我们看见仇敌在这个约伯身上呢, 他是想让约伯犯罪。
And we see that the enemy tempted Job to sin.
但是神是要约伯的生命能够得到精炼。
But God's purpose was to refine the life of Job.
能使约伯得到更大的祝福。
So that he can receive even greater blessing.
同样, 如果我们在这个试炼当中, 如果我们没有坚持到底, 我们失败了。
In the same way, if in our own life, if we could not endure to the end and we fail,
那仇敌他是就是等在旁边的。
You know that our enemy is waiting on the side.
他会把我们在神里边本来可以经历的这个丰盛的试炼
And he can turn the trials which can be richly blessed and turn into a temptation. So these two things, temptation and trials, are very close to each other. So we need to be very alert. So that we do not go into temptation.
不要让这些经历成为仇敌的工作。
So let us not let these experiences become the work of our enemy.
因为实在是这两个东西它是非常非常近的。
Because these two things are so close to each other.
所以我们需要非常非常的小心。
So we need to be really, really careful.
那么我们要问神为什么也允许这些环境、这些试探和试炼要临到我们呢？
Then we have to ask the question, why does God allow temptation or trial to come upon us?
是为着我们生命的长大。
Well, it is for the growth of our life.
我们不知道弟兄姐妹们有没有知道这个小鹰在学飞翔的时候的经历。
I don't know whether you are familiar with the experience of young eagles as they learn to fly.
在申命记里边,摩西告诉我们说呢, 神带着以色列人如同老鹰带小鹰一样。
In Deuteronomy, it says that God leads his people like the eagle, bring along the young eagles.
他要搅动他们的巢穴,
they want to stir up the nest.
他要在他们之上扇动翅膀,
and you want to move the wings.
并且把他们背在背上,
and also carry the young eagles on their backs.
我们实在是不知道摩西他是怎样能够观察到这个鹰的习性。
We wonder how Moses could observe the habits of these eagles.
我相信这是启示。
I believe this is a revelation.
因为这个鹰啊, 它都是搭穴在这个非常高的地方, 或者悬崖之上。
Because we know that eagles make their nests on very high cliffs.
人平时一般的人是很少能够观察到的。
Because it's very rare for people to observe that.
但是我们现在有这些专家告诉我们。
But we now have experts who can tell us.
当这些小鹰要学飞翔的时候,
when the young eagles are learning to fly,
就像摩西在申命记里边所描述的那样,
just like the description by Moses in Deuteronomy,
那些小鹰还趴在那个窝里的时候,
as the young eagle live in the nest,
他的妈妈就开始教他们学飞翔。
The mother eagle will teach them how to fly.
这个鹰的翅膀是非常有力量。
We know the wings of eagles are very strong.
它可以在这个巢穴上边，这些专家告诉我们，大概三尺之上扇动的翅膀，然后像那个直升机一样的悬挂在那边，一动扇动翅膀。
And the expert tells us that the mother eagle can hover about 3 feet above the the nest and just move her wings.
当这些小鹰慢慢长大了之后
as the young eagles started to grow,
它就要搅动它们的巢穴
and the mother eagle will stir up the nest.
有的时候甚至呢把这小鹰从巢穴里边推出去
Sometimes the mother eagle will push the young eagles out of the nest.
那些小鹰可能还不是特别能够完全的飞翔
and the young eagles probably are not fully capable to fly.
有的时候就会直接就掉下去了
And sometimes they will just drop.
但是这个母亲，这个老鹰就在他的背后，他又用他的翅膀托起他。
And but the mother will catch the young eagles with her wings.
并且把他能够安全的带回他的巢穴。
And carry the young eagles back safely to the nest.
有些专家也告诉我们说呢，这有的时候这个老鹰啊会。从我们人的角度来讲，它是非常会非常残忍的把那个小鹰的翅膀有些的骨头折断。
And experts told us that sometimes the mother eagles will, in a very cruel way, to break the bones in the young eagle's wings.
然后把这个小鹰从巢穴中推出去。
And they will push the young eagles with the broken wings.
但这些小鹰带着这个受伤的翅膀在空中痛苦飞翔的时候。
And when the young eagles with the broken wings trying to fly with difficulty in the air,
有大量的血就很快就充满了它的翅膀。
And then the young eagle's blood will fill the broken wings,
使它的骨头有非常强力、快速的再生能力。
And it provides a very strong regenerating force in the broken wings.
这个再生的骨头就更加坚强。
The regenerated bones become even stronger than before.
有一天它可以展翅上腾。
And one day the winds can take the young eagles soaring in the air.
翱翔在蓝天之中。
And under the blue sky.
它可以搏击暴风雨。
And also can stand a storm.
神也是要这样教导我们。
And God wants to teach us in the same way.
他让这些环境临到我们。
God allows these circumstances to be upon us.
是要让我们的生命长大。
So that our life can grow.
让我们赐给我们一副翅膀可以展翅上腾。
So that we may have this pair of wings that we can soar high above.
在每一次的试炼中，神的儿女被打伤。
In every trial, God's children is wounded.
是为着医治他们。
They are wounded, but in order to be healed.
允许他们跌倒。
God allows them to fall.
是为他们能够重新站起。
So that they can stand up again.
他赐下火的试炼。
Through the trials of fire.
是让我们的生命能够被炼得更加纯净。
So that our lives can be refined pure.
神允许我们经历这些经历也是要为着显明我们的光景。
God allows these things to happen to us to manifest how we truly are.
神是全知的神。
God is all-knowing.
他知道我们每一个人的光景。
He knows all our circumstances.
他也知道我们每一个人的未来。
He also knows everyone's future.
但是我们自己并不是完全知道的。
But we don't fully understand these.
我们并不是完全了解我们自己。
We don't fully understand ourselves.
很少能够有比苦难更多的暴露我们内心世界。
Nothing more than sufferings expose our own true nature.
彼得就是一个非常美好的例子。
Peter is a good example.
我们知道当主耶稣基督被卖之前
Before our Jesus was betrayed,
彼得对主说
Peter said to the Lord,
就是这些所有的人其他人都会跌倒我永远不会跌倒。
He says, even when all others will fall, I will never fall.
主耶稣告诉他说你要三次不认我。
Jesus told him that you will deny me three times.
彼得说我就是死我也绝对不认你。
Peter responded and says, even if I die, I will never deny you.
我们相信彼得他讲这话的时候他是非常真诚。
I believe that when Peter said these things, that he was sincere.
他不是要用一些假话去取悦神、取悦人的。
He was not trying to please God or please people.
从他内心的深处
from the depth of his heart,
他是非常爱主。
He really loved the Lord.
并且他愿意为主舍命。
And he was willing to give up his own life for the Lord.
但是他并不了解自己。
But he did not truly understand himself.
所以当苦难来的时候，他才看见自己。
So when suffering comes, he began to see his true self.
他才能够真正的谦卑下来。
And he can truly humble himself.
神要在他身上做一个特别的工作。
Because God wants to do something special in his life.
因为神对他有个特别的托付。
Because God has some task for him.
神要把教会托付给彼得和他做。
God wants to entrust church to Peter.
那个自负自以为是的彼得是不可以做这件事情。
The one who is self-righteous cannot do this work.
神今天也在我们身上做同样的工作。
God is doing the same work in all of us.
神在我们的生命当中都有托付。
And God has entrusted things in our lives.
但是我们的生命需要被改变。
But our life needs to be changed.
我们如果要在神手中能够成为合用的器皿，我们的生命需要被改变。
If we want to become a useful vessel in God's hand, then our life needs to be changed.
有些时候是需要环境来显明我们里面的光景。
Sometimes, it takes circumstances to show our true self.
我们向朋友们传福音的时候，
As we share the gospel with our friends,
我们会告诉朋友们，如果不认识神，我们今天在地上不服侍神，我们的人生是没有意义的。
We would share with them that if we do notKnow God, if we do not serve God, then there's no meaning in this life.
有一天神也要来试验我们。
One day God will test us.
我们所说的对我们自己是真实的吗？
What we said is it true to us.
我们非常感谢神，是神他借着圣灵把我们里边的光景显露出来，让我们长大。
We thank God because the Holy Spirit help us to show our true self so that we can grow.
神还允许这些试炼和试探临到我们，是让我们能够学习依靠他的大能。
Another reason why God allows temptation and trials to come upon us is so that we can realize His mighty power.
在哥林多后书里边，保罗记载了他自己的一段经历。
And in the Second Corinthians, Paul recorded his own experience.
他说有一根刺夹在他的身上。
He says, there's a thorn in my flesh.
为着这事他已经三次求主把这根刺挪去。
And for this thing that he beseeched, asked God to take it away three times.
我们不知道他这根刺是什么。
We don't know what this thorn of his represents.
但是我们清楚地知道这是在保罗生命当中一个极其苦难的事情。
But we know this is something in Paul's life which presents great difficulty.
所以他三次来到主的面前，求主把这根刺挪去。
That's why three times he came before the Lord to ask him to take this away.
但是神对他说我的恩典是够你用的。
But God told him that my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力要在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because my power is made perfect in weaknesses.
所以保罗他学习了，他要在神面前谦卑软弱。神的能力就可以在他软弱的身体上显得完全。
So Paul had to learn that he had to humble himself, admitting his weakness so that God's mighty power can be made perfect in him.
在他的生活当中是有许多可以自夸的东西。
Of course, in Paul's life, he had many things that he could have boasted.
但是他说呢，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
But he said, I'd rather boast my weaknesses.
好叫基督的力量来扶庇我。
So that the strength of Jesus can help me.
试炼和所有这些艰难让我们能学习来依靠神的大能。
Trials and all these difficulties help us to experience God's mighty power.
他的能力可以在我们各样的软弱上显得完全。
Because His strength, His power is made perfect in all our weaknesses.
这些也要成为我们的产业。
And this will become our inheritance.
我们在圣经中间看见亚伯拉罕的例子。
We see the story of Abraham.
仍然我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个信心的榜样。
We know that Abraham is a model of faith.
但是他的信心不是一天就长成的。
But his faith did not grow to be perfect in one day.
是经过了许多的试探、许多的试炼、失败和软弱之后。
He had to go through many temptations, trials, and failures.
在亚伯拉罕，当然我们今天早晨没有时间去仔细看这些例子，但是他在一生当中筑了四座坛。
We do not have time this morning to go into detail, but in Abraham's life, he built four altars.
这四座坛见证他生命的那些经历的重要的点。
And these four altars were the testimony of his life's important experiences.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，所有这些苦难的经历。
Dear brothers and sisters, all these suffering and experiences,
如果我们交在神的手中，
if we can turn them into God's hand,
它要成为我们生命当中一个一个的里程碑，
and all these things will become all these milestones in our life,
要成为我们生命的记号，
and becomes the symbol of our life.
当神差遣以色列人进入迦南的时候，
when God led Israelites into Canaan,
神把那些地都已经分好了。
God has already divided the land.
然而以色列人要借着他们脚踏所踏之地才能够归他们为业。
But Israelites have to step foot on these divided lands in order to own these lands.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里也得到了丰盛生命的应许。
Today in Jesus Christ we have obtained rich inheritance.
然而这些需要我们去经历。
But we need to experience these.
才能成为我们的产业。
We can only attain these.
才能成为我们
obtain these inheritance through our own experience.
才能成为我们生命当中一个一个的里程碑。
And these will become milestones in our lives.
我们非常感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
他也是要我们能够从他上边得到能力。
And he also wants us to draw power from above.
在路加福音里边记载主耶稣基督被试探的故事。
In the Gospel according to Luke, it records the temptation of Jesus Christ.
那里边我们看见主耶稣基督是怎样来对付魔鬼的。
We see how Jesus responded to devil's temptation.
弟兄姐妹都非常熟悉那段记载。
We are all very familiar with that story.
主耶稣基督在那里边经历了魔鬼三次的试探。
And Jesus endured three temptations from the devil.
每一次我们看见他都胜过了魔鬼。
And we see each time he overcame.
表明出他主耶稣基督圣洁的生命。
It signifies Jesus' holy life.
和他属天的智慧。
And heavenly wisdom.
以及他全然在神面前的顺服。
And also the complete submission before his Father God.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们是怎样，但每次我读到这些故事的时候，都是非常的激动。
I don't know how you feel, but every time I read the story, I become very excited.
就是非常的看见主耶稣基督是何等的大能。
We see how powerful, how mighty Jesus was.
所以当我们读完这些故事之后，来到路加福音第四章第十三节和十四节的时候。我不知道弟兄姐妹们怎样，但是我常常就把这两节经文很快就忽略过去。
Every time I read the story, I will come upon the following two verses, chapter 4, verses 13 and 14.
因为我们前面看见了主耶稣基督，他是何等的得胜。
We often overlooked these two verses because we were reading about how victorious Jesus was over the devil.
就是有的时候我觉得很激动，就忘记后边这些还有什么意义了。
Because we got so excited that we overlooked the following two verses.
那这两节经文告诉我们说魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
Verse 13 says, When the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.
耶稣满有圣灵的能力回到了加利利。
And Jesus returned in power of the Spirit to Galilee.
我们实在是为此要感谢主。
We really want to thank the Lord.
主耶稣基督本身他是神，他满有圣灵的能力。
And Jesus is God himself, and he's full of power of the Spirit.
但是在这里边，他是作为人的样式，要给我们做一个榜样。
But he acted as a man so that we can model after him.
当他经历试探之后，满有圣灵的能力。
After each temptation, he was full of the power of the Spirit.
我们常常忽略了这节经文。
We oftentimes overlooked this verse.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是那个目的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the purpose.
这是那个结果。
This is also the result.
当我们经历了试探之后，
After each temptation,
我们要经历圣灵满有能力的充满。
We need to experience the filling of the powerful Spirit.
盼望着圣灵也帮助我们能够看见。
May the Holy Spirit help us to see.
我们相信保罗看见。
I believe that Paul saw this.
所以他说我所受这些苦是至战至轻的苦楚，是为了成就那个极重永远无比的荣耀。
So that he can say that the suffering that I am going through is temporary, so that I can look forward to the glorious future.
我们今天不敢说这是至战至轻的。
We may not be able to say that the suffering that we are going through is pretty lightweight.
因为每一个试探对我们来讲都是巨大的痛苦。
Because every temptation brings great suffering.
但愿我们也能够学习说这是暂时的。
I hope we can learn to say this is also temporary.
我们能够看见那个属于永远的。
That we can see the eternity.
试探和试炼在我们中间，在我们生活当中所发生这一切，是我们必须经过的一个过程，基督徒必须经过的一个过程。
Temptation and trial are things that as a Christian we must go through.
是要把我们里边建立出一个完美的性格。
So that we can build up a more mature character as a Christian.
所以雅各在这个书中告第一章第二节告诉我们，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般的试炼当中，都要以为大喜乐。
That's why James told us in his book, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
For you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance or steadfastness.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺陷。
And let endurance have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
第十二节接着告诉我们说呢，凡受试探的人是有福的，因为经过试验之后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许那些爱他之人的。
And verse 12 says, Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him.
这个成全完备，像有些汉代的现语，这个近代的翻译呢，也把它翻译成十全十美。
This description sometimes is written as perfection.
神要在我们身上建立成一个完美属于他的生命。
God wants to build a perfect life in us.
当然这个不是说我们就没有罪了。
It doesn't mean that we will no longer sin.
这乃是说我们的生命的品，属灵的品格要变得更加的成熟。
It means that our spiritual characteristics of life is becoming more mature.
我们的领悟力要变得更加的成熟。
Our understanding will become more mature.
因此我们可以明白神在我们身上的工作。
So that we can understand the work of God in us.
用一个喜乐的心来接受。
We need to receive the acceptance with joy.
那这个喜乐不是一个简单的快乐。
This joy is not a mere happiness.
也不是一个盲目的乐观。
It's a blind optimism.
它是一种复杂的喜乐。
It's a complicated joy.
是一种夹杂着眼泪和悲伤的喜乐。
It's a joy mixed with sorrow and tears.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
神纪念我们每一个眼泪。
God remembers every drop of our tears.
他知道我们每一个不眠之夜。
He knows all our sleepless nights.
并且呢，他要眷顾我们每一个需要。
And he will take care of all our needs.
因为他实在是爱我们。
Because he truly loves us.
多年之前有一位弟兄告诉我，
Many years ago, a brother told me,
说这条路不容易。
Says this road is not easy.
但是我们的主耶稣基督已经走上去了。
But our Lord Jesus, has gone on this way.
我们要跟随他的脚步，也一定能够走上去。
We want to follow his footsteps and we can do it too.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们必须走的一条路。
Dear brother and sister, this is the way that we must go on.
那我们怎样才能够面对各样的试探，胜过试探，经历这些试炼呢？
How can we face and overcome all these temptations and trials?
我们要思念上面的事。
We need to think about the things above.
要定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
We have to gaze upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主在地上经历了各样的试探。
Because he has gone through all kinds of temptations.
他知道我们每一个经历。
He knows everything that we have to go through.
并且他胜过了死亡和罪恶。
And he has overcome sin and death.
他有能力保守我们。
He is able to keep us.
所以愿我们能够活在他的里边。
May we live in him.
享受他的得胜。
Enjoy his victory.
当试探来到我们面前的时候。
When we come upon temptations.
我们仰望主。
We will look up to him.
有的人告诉我们说我们不能禁止飞鸟从我们的头上飞过。
People tell us that we cannot stop birds flying over our heads.
但是我们可以不允许它在我们的头上做窝。
But we should be able to prohibit the birds in building a nest on our head.
我们今天生活在一个罪恶的世界当中。
We live in this world of sins.
我们这个世界充满了仇敌撒旦各样的罪恶。
This world is full of sinfulness and the work of the enemy.
我们自己有属于肉体的，有我们自己的软弱和罪。
Because we are in our flesh, and we still have the sinfulness, and we still sin.
所以我们就会面临的许多的试探。
So we will face all kinds of temptations.
你不需要去找的，这些试探会临到你。
You don't even have to look for them, they will come to you.
那这些具体的细节，我想我们弟兄姐妹们都知道。
We know all these details.
就在我们的身边，就在我们的手边。
They are all around us.
但是我们可以允许他不在我们的头上作恶。
But we will not allow, we should be able to not allow, the birds to build a nest on our heads.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们面临这些试探的时候，我们要逃，要逃避。
Bible tells us to run away from temptations.
我们今天不是打一个出血气的仗。
We are not fighting a fleshly war.
我们要回到主耶稣基督里。
We need to return to the Lord Jesus.
借着他所赐的能力。
By his power.
才能够得胜。
We can overcome.
我们在圣经里边看见一个非常让我们伤心的例子。
We see a very sad story in the Bible.
就是大卫的例子。
The story of David.
大卫有一天他太阳平息的时候才起床。
Late afternoon one day that he got up from his nap.
游行在他的楼上。
And he was walking around on the roof.
他就看见了这个别示巴。
And he saw Bathsheba.
我们知道后边的故事。
We all know the rest of the story.
他让这个仇敌的工作在他的头上做窝了。
He allowed enemy to build a nest on his head.
并且一再地进入到罪的当中。
And time and again he sinned.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天神已经赐给我们一个生命
，God has already given us a life，
是可以允许仇敌不在我们身上作窝的
，and the life that can resist enemies to build a nest on our head。
另外一个就是要忍耐
，the other thing is endurance。
在希伯来书里边第十二章
，in Hebrews chapter 12，
告诉我们说我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
It says that look into Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的右边。
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
那些忍受罪人这样顶撞，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
你们与罪相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
主耶稣基督给我们做了一个非常美好的榜样。
And Jesus, our Lord Jesus, set a great example for us.
他在地上忍受了罪人的顶撞。
He endured the hostility of mankind.
忍受了十字架的刑罚。
And he endured the punishment of the cross.
忍耐是基督徒生命当中非常美好的品格之一。
Endurance is one of the That's the characters of Christian life.
因为忍耐, 我们可以承担重担。
Because of endurance, we can shoulder heavy load.
无论我们是处在低处还是高处,
whether we are low or high,
我们仍然可以向天举起我们的心。
We can always look up to heaven.
我们仍然可以在永生的路上奔跑。
We can still run well on this road for eternity.
雅各在这里边警告我们说忍耐也当成功。
And James warned us that endurance should bring success.
那这句话就暗示我们也有可能不成功的。
It tells us sometimes we may not succeed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,我们需要警醒。
We have to be watchful.
我们在各样的环境当中,
in all kinds of circumstances,
盼望着主耶稣基督的力量使我们能够忍耐坚持。
May Jesus' power help us to endure.
另外一个, 我们需要警醒祷告。
The other thing is that we need to be watchful in prayer.
祷告是神儿女的特权。
Prayer is a privilege of God's children.
在福音书里边, 主耶稣基督告诉他的门徒, 你们总要警醒祷告, 免得你们入了迷惑, 这那边的迷惑就是试探。
In the gospel, Jesus told his disciples, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
今天在我们的生活当中,
in our daily life,
再没有一件事情能够比祷告更有能力。
There's nothing that's more important than prayer.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 神已经把这个巨大的能力赐给我们。
There's nothing more powerful than prayer, and God has already given us this power.
愿我们能够在祂里边, 能够借着祷告把我们所需要的告诉神。
And in Him, that through prayer, we will tell God what we need.
祂要在我们里边赐下出人意料的平安。
And He will grant us the peace that passes all understanding.
赐给我们超乎我们个人这个天然能力的能力。
And He will give us the power that exceeds our natural power.
最后一点我想交通的就是我们要抓住神的应许。
The last point I want to share is that we need to grasp God's promise.
我们今天弟兄带我们唱了一首非常美好的诗歌。
Our brother led us in singing a wonderful song.
这是一首经历的诗歌。
This is a song of experience.
那作者告诉我们说呢, 我们人生的路上不是天色常蓝。
And the author of this hymn tells us that we don't always have blue skies.
也不是花香长漫。
And flowers strewn pathways all our lives.
我们不会不遇见这些苦难和试探。
And we cannot help but have sufferings and temptations.
我们不会一直行走在那个平坦的大道上。
And the path is not always flat and smooth.
这不是神的应许。
This is not promise from God.
但是神的应许是说,
but God does promise.
我们要生活有力。
That we will have strength in our daily life.
行路有光。
And there's a light in our path.
我们工作能够得安息。
And we can rest as we work.
试炼能够得恩助。
And when we are in trial, we'll have grace.
在危难当中有依赖。
And in difficulties that we can rely upon God.
因为他有无限的体谅。
Because His kindness is unfailing.
有不死的爱。
And His love undying.
我们要抓住神的应许。
We have to get hold of God's promise.
神应许我们每一个试炼都不能超过我们所忍受的。
God promised us that no trial is greater than what we can endure.
祂要在试炼当中给我们开一条路。
And in trials, He will open the path for us.
即便我们在非常艰难的环境当中。
Even in the most difficult situation.
我们仍然要记得我们是祂眼中的同仁。
We need to remember we are the apples of His eyes.
即便我们觉得这些痛苦是毫无意义的时候,
even though when we realize that these sufferings is meaningless,
我们仍然要记得我们是被包围在祂那存全和喜悦的旨意当中。
We have to remember that we are surrounded, we are wrapped in His perfect and good and pleasing will.
即便环境的烈火火焰升高的时候,
even when the fire of fire in life is getting hotter,
我们仍然要记得我们是在祂安全的手中。
We have to remember we are in the safety of His hands.
因为主说凡是属于祂的人, 祂一个都不能丢掉。
Because God says, Lord says that He will none none of his people that he will lose.
因为他的能力要在软弱的人身上显得完全。
Because his power is made perfect in weaknesses.
在各样的艰难当中，他要让我们结出生命的果子。
In all kinds of difficulties, we shall bear the fruit of life.
因此，我们所有这些经历都不是白白的受苦。
So that we do not go through these experiences in vain.
每一次打击都是真利益。
Every trial is true benefit.
如果我们所夺取的东西用主自己来代替。
If we lose anything, may the Lord replace it with himself.
我相信弟兄姐妹们都非常熟悉《天路历程》这本书。
We are all familiar with this story, Pilgrim's Progress.
我自己也是非常喜欢这本书。
I really love this book.
每过几年我要再重新再读一遍。
Every so several years that I will reread it.
在这里边记载着一个故事。
This story told in this book.
是讲到基督徒和希望。
There are two people, one is Christian, one is hopeful.
有一次呢，他们就跑到这个绝望巨人的田野里边，在那边睡着了。
And one day they came upon the field belonging to the giant despair, and they fell asleep.
这个巨人找到了他们。
巨人怎么样？
巨人就找到了。
And the giant the despair found them in the field.
并且把他带到他那个有个城堡叫做怀疑城堡。
And the giant despair brought Christian and hopeful to his castle called Doubting Castle.
把他们放在一个又黑暗又臭气熏天的地牢里。
And put them in a dark and a smelly jail.
连续几天没有给他们水，没有给他们食物。
And for days, they didn't get any food or water.
这个巨人有个妻子，他的名字叫猜疑。
And this giant despair's wife's name is diffidence.
在他的建议下，这个巨人呢就每天痛痛的把这个基督徒和希望这两个人每天痛打。
And the wife suggested to her husband, giant despair, to beat them up every day.
并且建议他们说你们就自杀好了。
And he will encourage these Christian and hopeful, why don't you end your own lives?
因为他说你们永远也没有希望离开这个地方。
Because you're not going to leave this place.
你们唯一的办法就是干脆结束掉自己的生命。
The only thing you can do is just to commit suicide.
每天在这个痛苦的煎熬当中。
During these daily suffering,
基督徒和这个希望有的时候也失去了信心。
And sometimes in such a suffering, Christian and hopeful began to lose faith.
有一天又被痛打之后
one day after again the beating,
这两位弟兄在一起商量应该怎样办。
And these two brothers were discussing what they should do.
基督徒突然想起，他说，在我的口袋里边有一个钥匙。
And all of a sudden, the Christian remember, I have a key in my pocket.
是在我胸怀里的钥匙。
And the key is in my breast pocket.
它的名字叫应许。
And the key's name is promise.
这个应许的钥匙可以打开疑惑城堡的每一个门。
And this key of promise can open every door of this doubting castle.
果然这把钥匙打开了所有的门。
And sure enough, this key opened all the doors in this doubting castle.
甚至是最后那个最坚固的大门也被打开。
Even the strongest gate, they were all able to open with this key of promise.
使他们可以重新回到天路上。
So that they can go back on the heavenly way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果你现在正在经历任何的艰难
，If you are going through any difficulty right now，
抓住神的应许
，Get hold of God's promise，
他要为你打开所有的门
，He will open every door ahead of you，
要使你重新得力
，So that you can regain your strength，
这是一条不容易的路
，This is not an easy way，
但是我们的主耶稣基督已经走上去了。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has gone on this way.
我们要跟随他的脚踪。
We need to follow his footsteps.
他能够一定能够保守我们 走下去。
For sure, he will keep us in continuing on this way.
走到底。
To the end.
我们再一同有些祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, how much we thank you.
你道成肉身，以人的形式来到地上。
You come into flesh as a man.
为我们在地上经历了各样的苦难。
And you had to go through all kinds of sufferings for us.
在凡事上为我们做了榜样。
In everything, you are such a good model.
我们把这些话再次交在你的手中。
We turn over these words into your hand.
我们求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
特别是那些在经历艰难中的弟兄姐妹，
especially those of us who are going through difficulties.
让我们看见你的恩典，你的带领。
Let us see your leading and your grace.
你一定要带领我们一直走下去。
Because you must lead us go on till the end.
为着那个荣耀的目的，一直走到路中。
For the glorious purpose, we have to go on.
我们仰望你的怜悯，仰望你的应许。
We look up to you for your mercy and your promise.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们要欢迎一下第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹。
We'd like to welcome those of you who come to the Sunday worship for the first time.
和朋友们。
And friends.
如果你是第一次参加实体聚会的。
If you are here for the first time.
我们请你站起来做个简单的自我介绍。
And please stand up and introduce yourself briefly.
因为疫情的关系，我们今天没有办法传给你麦克风，但是我们请你稍微大一点声音告诉我们你的名字。
Because pandemic, we will not use the microphone.
有没有第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹和朋友们？这边有两位。好，欢迎你们弟兄姐妹。
黄牧师跟黄师母他们在北卡牧会，他们到西雅图来看他们的儿子媳妇跟孙子们。Pastor Huang and Mrs. Huang, they are pastoring a church in North Carolina, visiting their son and daughter-in-law and their children.
感谢主。还有没有第一次来的？
Anyone else, the first timer, first time?
大家不要客气，让弟兄姐妹有机会认识你们，欢迎你们。
Yeah, please stand up and so that we can get to know you.
我们要报告一下，如果没有的话，我们报告简单的报告一下我们这周的聚会。
We have a few announcements about the meetings in the coming week.
我们周二的祷告聚会和周五和周六在东南区的读经聚会都是在照常在线上举行。
Tuesday nights, prayer meeting and Friday night's Bible study and Saturday night Bible study of the Southeast region are all conducted online.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入祷告，进入读经。
We encourage you to attend these meetings.
这些都是喂养我们，在喂养我们的生命。
All these meetings are feeding our life.
下个主日我们仍然有薄饼聚会。
Next Sunday we will still have our breaking of the bread meeting.
薄饼聚会和信息聚会仍然是混合型的。
And still we'll have the hybrid mode of the breaking of the bread and message meetings.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们如果可能的话能够来到会所聚会。
So if it's possible, please come and to attend the meeting in person.
如果你选择在家里聚会，这个链接聚会的链接可以在我们聚会的网站上查到。
And if you are attending at home remotely, you can find the link.
我们在聚会开始
website.
聚会开始之前九点半还是有一个祷告。
There's a prayer meeting before we begin the breaking of the meeting at 9:30.
也鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这个聚会前的祷告。
We encourage brothers and sisters to attend the prayer meeting also.
下一个主日是孙弟兄释放信息。
Next Sunday, Brother Sun will share the message.
孙家荣弟兄翻译。
And Ben will translate for him.
请弟兄姐妹们为我们弟兄们的服事祷告。
And pray for their ministry.
弟兄姐妹们可能对不起，那还是稍微提醒一下，如果你要来参加实体聚会的。
If you come to attend theservices in person.
请自己先在家里边做一个检查，如果有任何的症状，请留在家里聚会。
Please examine yourself at home. If you have any symptoms, please stay home.
那如果弟兄姐妹来到会所的，还是大家需要戴口罩，为了弟兄姐妹们彼此的健康和顾虑。
Please keep your mask on in church.
如果弟兄姐妹可能注意到，我们今天是第一次这个儿童主日学恢复实体聚会。
You may have noticed that today is the first Sunday that we have in-person children's meetings.
那儿童主日学主日周五的聚会还是仍然在线上。
The children's meeting on Fridays are still online.
主日呢就是恢复了整个的实体，就没有在线上的聚会。
And so on Sundays, all children's meetings are in person, no online meetings.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们家中的儿童如果有可能的话来参加聚会。
So we encourage all the children to attend in-person meetings.
今年的西岸特会是在7月20号到24号在加州的索多玛州立大学举行。
West Coast Christian Conference will be held on July 20th to 24th in Sodoma, California.
详细情况在我们会所的网站上。
You can find detailed information on our website.
鼓励弟兄姐妹们尽量尽早报名。
And we encourage you to register early.
如果你之前没有报名的，或者是不知道怎么报名的，我们在网站上有一些弟兄们的电话，在那边可以请弟兄们询问。
If you don't have the information for registration, you can contact the brothers and with their names on the website.
请弟兄姐妹们继续纪念在我们中间有经历各样难处、身体软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
Please remember those of us who are going through difficult times.
好，我们今天的聚会就停在这里。
That will end our meeting today.
请弟兄姐妹们还是可以从不同的门散去。
Please depart through different side doors.
主祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May God bless you.